fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And today I want to talk about Elizabeth and Mary and the reading from today, actually, at Mass is the Magnificat, a beautiful prayer. Mary declares the greatness of God and what the Lord has done for her. Great model for us at the beginning of this week as we move our way toward the celebration of Christmas to hear in our Mother Mary, Our Lady, to listen to her heart sing. I want to begin first, though, with yesterday's reading, talking about the visit that Mary had with Elizabeth. It's Luke chapter 1, verse 39 and following. It says, "In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to the city of Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the child leapt in her womb." Now, who's that child? Of course, it's John the Baptist. The infant was the first one to acknowledge Christ present in the womb of Our Lady. "And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.'" Beautiful, beautiful section. It teaches us a lot, and let's try to lay hold here of what the Holy Spirit is doing. So Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. Elizabeth doesn't know Mary's pregnant, but she enters the room, and immediately the baby in Elizabeth's womb. Now, Elizabeth was barren. Remember, this is the miraculous conception, not the Immaculate Conception, but a miraculous one of Elizabeth, of John, who will be what? The forerunner of Jesus, the great prophet who will go before the Lord to prepare his way. So there's their first encounter together. They're geographically right next to each other, really, for the first time. And the child leaps in the womb. How's that possible? Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's a way to help us prepare for this week, to get the most out of this week, to be docile to the Spirit, to take time to go away, to be quiet, to be silent, to listen to the Holy Spirit. Even if you have a busy week, to walk with the Spirit each day, say, "Holy Spirit, help me see and understand the wonder of this week. Help me see and understand and receive the gift that the Father has given to me in Jesus. Help me to appreciate it. Help me to celebrate it. Holy Spirit, come," and be ready to respond to the promptings and really the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, the whole work of salvation is a work of the Holy Spirit. What happened when the angel came to Mary? The Holy Spirit overshadowed her. Why was Mary able to respond? Why was Mary the person who she was? Because the Holy Spirit empowered her to become everything God the Father created her to be. And it was the gift of the Holy Spirit that helped her say yes and to say, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." Now it's the gift of the presence of the Spirit guiding this whole process and now at work in Elizabeth and stirring Elizabeth to know something very special is going on. The Holy Spirit's awakening something in Elizabeth's heart. And she stands up filled with the Spirit. You know, friends, if you're baptized, you've been confirmed in Christ in his church, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. But you know, we can live a life as though we don't know the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit can often be the forgotten person of the Trinity. And it's the Spirit that brings all of what we're celebrating this week to life. Because it's the Spirit that opens our minds to what God has actually done, breaks open that mystery, the mystery of the gift of his incarnation and his great plan of salvation. And most importantly, how it applies directly to me in my life. It gives faith, knowledge, understanding, conviction of what God has done for you. And that's transforming. Absolutely powerful. So it's that same Spirit. And the Spirit wants to declare what God has done, wants to give praise to God, to acknowledge what God has done in the deeds of God. She cries out in a loud voice. It says, imagine in their greeting, she's crying out with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So Elizabeth, her cousin, is the first one to do what Scripture says all of us will do until the Lord comes again. All generations shall call Mary blessed. And here it is. The Holy Spirit, what is the Holy Spirit prompting Elizabeth to do? Not just to stand up as she normally would say, "Hey, welcome, Mary, how are you? Can I get you something to drink? Come and sit down." No, she's moved by the Spirit. There's something prophetic happening. There's a revelation happening in her. And she's saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." That's God's action. God is showing her, this is not just your everyday pregnancy. This is something special. She is blessed by God. And then she says, "And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me?" She knows now how special Mary is because of what the Father has called her to do, the special vocation the Father has given to her. And that Our Lady now bears the Son within her. She's carrying the Lord. And Elizabeth is humbled. She goes on, "For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy." That's, you might say, the natural response to the revelation of who Christ is. John the Baptist, by the grace of the Spirit, that little child in her womb had an experience of the presence of Christ and leapt in her mother's womb. And joy, the child leapt for joy. She understood that. She just knew it as a mama that John the Baptist was happy. He was joyful. He was made to be the forerunner, to make the way before the Lord and before the Lord's coming. Verse 45 says, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." So Mary is a model for us right here as well. Do you believe today that the promises that God has given to you in His Word, His eternal promises, do you believe that these words spoken to you will be fulfilled? Do you believe that He has come to forgive your sins? Do you believe that He's come to make you a new creation? Do you believe that He's with you always, even to the end of the age? Do you believe that you're precious in His sight, that you were formed in the palm of His hand, that He's redeemed you, that there's now a new power in you to become a child of God? Do you believe that? Do you believe the Father looks upon you with compassion? Do you believe that Jesus wants you to carry His yoke? He said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light," that He wants you to receive His yoke, which is the gift now of eternal life. He's given you a kingdom. Do you believe that? He's making you a saint. Do you believe that? Are you receiving that gift, that promise, that word? Are you like Mary? Blessed are you if you believe that everything God has spoken to you will be fulfilled. That's how you receive Jesus in this week. That's how we receive the gift. We internalize it. We accept the gift, the free gift of salvation, the free gift of being a child of God, and everything that goes with that, including the inheritance of the kingdom. It's for you. Today's reading is the Magnificat, that beautiful, beautiful prayer of Our Lady. And here she is responding to Elizabeth, and she just can't wait to express herself. And again, the Holy Spirit's in her. And Elizabeth has been moved so deeply. Now Mary responds, and she's moved, and she said, "My soul, Elizabeth, proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked upon His lowly servant." Mary's making the declaration as the Mother of God, and the most extraordinary thing that's ever happened to a woman and ever will happen to a woman on the face of the earth is happening to her. So there's a special way in which she's declaring the greatness of God. But friend, you've been given the kingdom. You've become a temple of the living God if you've repented of your sin and been baptized into Christ and entered into His church. Do you see how precious the gift is to her, how profoundly and completely aware she is of what she's been given? And what she's been given is not something she's earned. It's all about the greatness of God. It is truly a free gift. You're giving your gifts to your children this Christmas morning, not because they've earned it, but because you love them. They're free gifts, right? And you love it when they rejoice. We catch it on film. We get it on video. And we watch it again and again and again. That happiness, that joy of our children, when they're just celebrating and they're just overjoyed by what they've been given, it makes them happy. It fills them with joy. And we consequently are so delighted that the gift we've been given to them, they see it, they've received it, and celebrating it, right? Well, this is what Mary's doing with the gift that she's been given. And the question for us this week is, will you celebrate? Will I celebrate the great gift that we've been given? You can say, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. That's why I'm celebrating this week. Why? And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. That's what he's done. He looked upon you. He looks upon me. And he sent his son to dwell in you. I mean, it's astounding what we've been given. Mary goes on, from this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Can you say that today? The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Friends, many of the baptized had a hard time believing that and saying that. And instead of proclaiming the greatness of God, it's so easy, even ironically, in this important season as we move toward Christmas, it gets busier, it gets more hectic, and then we've got family issues and dysfunctions and frustrations and last-minute job stuff at work, and we feel pressure. What comes out of your mouth, what comes out of my mouth more often in this season maybe than regularly is frustration, complaining, whining. We can be tempted to act that way because what? Our eyes are not on the prize. Mary's eye is on the prize here. She knows what God has done for her. And God wants you in this week, with the help of the Spirit, no matter what burdens you're carrying and sadness and difficulty, for you to be able to say, but yeah, the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He's given me a kingdom. He's redeemed me. He's given me the precious gift of his own son. And holy is his name. Father, thank you. Father, I love you. Father, I received the gift of your son today. And I want you to know that I'm thankful and I'm grateful. And I'm happy to proclaim him to whomever I can. Thank you, Father, for the precious gift of your son, Jesus Christ. Have a great day, friends.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.